When first the Scottish wars began, the Englishman did lead the van with musket and pike. The bonny blithe and cunning Scot had laid a plot, but we could not smell out the like. Although he could neither write nor read, yet General Lashley passed the Tweed. With his gay gang of blue caps tall, along we marched with our general. Newcastle we took all in a trice, and thought for to make it our paradise. And then we were gallant and gay, for why we took their pillage away. Then straight to plundering we did fall, of great and small, for we were all most valiant that day. And Jenny in her silken gown, the best in town from foot to crown, was bonny and gay. Our suits and our silks did make such a smother, that hardly next day we knew one another. For Jockey he was wondrous fine, and Jenny in her silks did shine. For there I did get me a beaver then, but now it is beat to a cap again. For a red coat got every rag, that Jockey now and Jenny must beg. The English raised an army straight, with mickle state, and we did wait to charge them all. Then every valiant musket man put fire in pan, that we began apace to fall. For when that the powder was touched by the coal, then every man did pay for his poll. For the red coat the battle won, and Jockey fast to Scotland did run. And at Dunbar fight, a wheel and a near, for there we were put to a mickle fear. They took our guns and silver all, and hung up our silks in Westminster Hall. Full well I wot in Lancashire, our brethren dear did plunder there, both rich and poor. Which caused the fury of the north, when we set forth to be in wrath and vex us sore. For when the redcoats had knocked us down, the country people in every town did beat Jockey over the face, and was not this a pitiful case? They bid us remember our plundering tricks, and thumped us and beat us with cudgel and sticks. But the devil burst my body and whim, if ever I's gang to England again. Prince Rupert, he at Marston Moor, in time of yore, did bang us sore, being forced to fly. Had it not been for Englishmen to charge again, the battle then and victory was bravely gained by our general. But Lashley did run with his blue caps all. At Hotham's town appeared a sprite, for Jockey had rather eat than fight. Their legs they were weary with running so fast, and yet the bold cavies were routed at last. And Jockey never so frighted had been, who thought it secure to keep a whole skin. The godly Presbyterian, that holy man, a war began in Scotland there. Then Jockey gay, both laird and lad, like people mad, were very glad in arms to appear. They made a new covenant for to pull down the crosses that stood in every town, and the rochet that the bishop did bear, and his white smock his chaplain did wear. And now the good covenant's gone to rack, and quite out of date like an old almanac. And all the crosses are our own loss, for Jockey's gone home by Weeping Cross. The redcoats all came over Fife with mickle strife, and ventured life our blood to tame. Front Island we were forced to yield, for in the field great store were killed, as I can name. At least 500 Scots were slain, besides 2,000 were prisoners ta'en, which made the gay girls sigh and cry to see their sweethearts lying by. The Highlanders, having so mickle a reach, did find that the pellets did light in their breech, for the red coats did often let fly, and Jockey for quarter did presently cry. Our enemies to Starling Bridge, like a whirligig, did dance a jig to fight our men. To England straight with mickle pride, we crossed the Tweed, and were agreed to charge again. At Worcester our kirk and our king went to rack, and he that run foremost durst never look back. Our mickle army had the rout, and there we were forced to wheel about. The silver before which from England we took is now their own money, I swear on a book. But since that England and Scotland were foes, they keep up their silver and pay us with blows. Lowlands all and highlands too, and bonnet blue, I see to you to be your own. For redcoats they with gun and sword makes every lord with one accord to cry ohone. Our lives and our wives, our goods and lands, are in the limits of your own hands. For jockey must a servant be, and Jenny live as poor as he. Our horses, cattle, sheep, and cows, our carts and harrows, teams and ploughs, we may not challenge for our own, for jockey hath little and Jenny hath none. I must confess this holy firk did only work upon our kirk for silver and meat, which made us come and bring our broods, venture our bloods for your own goods, which proved a cheat. But see what covetous nets doth bring. We have lost our kirk and everything. Then alack, sir, and well we may cry, our back, sir, and belly must die. We fought for treasure and for glory, and there's an end of a Scottish story. Despised of all for silver and gold, oh, the worst tale that ever was told.